Massachusetts was the first state to legalize same-sex marriage back in 2003, but about 30 years before that, a handful of couples got legally married in Boulder, Colorado. Tony Sullivan and Richard Adams were among them. Mr. Adams died earlier this month at the age of 65. Tom Miller is making a documentary film about Richard Adams and Tony Sullivan. Tom Miller, first, tell us their story.
Richard and Tony met in 1971. Richard was working in Los Angeles, and Tony from Australia was there on vacation, and they met at a gay bar called The Closet, and they weren't looking for love, but they fell in love, and that began a romance that lasted over 42 years. But the problem was that Richard is Filipino-American, and Tony, being Australian, if you're gay, there's no way of bringing your same-sex partner into the United States as part of a couple under the Immigration Service. So they had to figure out a way to stay together.
So to clarify, Richard Adams, who's the partner who passed away, was born in the Philippines. He moved here with his family when he was about 12 years old. So was he a U.S. citizen?
Yes, he was a U.S. citizen. He was adopted by his mother's American husband and became a citizen in 1968.
So that was never in question. It was more that Tony Sullivan, who he met in 1971, was Australian. They got married in 1975. I'm not sure that it's widely known that there were indeed same-sex couples who married legally before Massachusetts allowed it almost 10 years ago.
There was a very courageous county clerk in Boulder, Colorado, named Clela Rorix. She's not a gay or lesbian, but she was a feminist. And when another couple approached her about getting a marriage license, she thought long and hard, and she felt so discriminated against being a woman that she felt that she could not possibly deny two men getting a marriage license. So she checked with the local government, and she found that it was not illegal. And so over a period of 6 weeks, she issued six marriage licenses, Tony and Richard being one of them.
So they were legally married in Colorado, but
yes.
Was it recognized anywhere else, including by the federal government?
No, it's never been recognized by the federal government. That's the problem, because Richard and Tony heard about these marriage licenses on the Johnny Carson show. And so when they heard that they could get a marriage license, they thought, well, if we can get a marriage license, we can apply for Tony to be Richard's spouse and get a green card for him.
So they got married in 1975. As you say, they wanted to get permanent resident status for the Australian, for Mr. Sullivan. So immediately they applied to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. If they were man and woman legally married, that would have been no problem, correct?
No problem. It would have taken some time, but they would have gotten a green card. But when they applied, about 6 months later, they got a letter back from the INS Immigration Service stating that you have failed to establish that a bona fide marital relationship can exist between two faggots. That was what it actually said.
That was the official letter from the INS?
Official letter from the INS.
We think about same-sex marriage as being still controversial right now, less so than in 1975. But what was going on at the time in 1975 in this country, in this area?
The gay and lesbian movement was just starting. At that time, gays and lesbians were just trying to be recognized and trying to be left alone and trying to be seen as regular people in this country. And usually they were in the closet, but they started, you know, coming out of the closet, so to speak. But marriage rights and immigration rights really weren't being thought about by very many people, except for Richard and Tony and a handful of other people.
And actually, that's one of the very interesting things about this case, that the issue of gay marriage and the current immigration debate overlap so much. I mean, they were issues then. They are certainly issues now.
That's why my film is called Limited Partnership, because that's exactly what our relationships are, limited partnerships. They're not recognized by the federal government to this day, so that even in states now where you can be legally married as a gay or lesbian, you still do not have federal immigration rights or any of the other federal rights.
So how did they live together then here in the United States?
They applied for that green card. They got that letter back. And they were outraged. And so they decided to sue the federal government for Tony to be recognized as Richard's spouse. And they were the very first couple in U.S. history to file a case in federal court seeking equal marriage rights. And they went over 10 years struggle to fight their cause, and they lost every case. And in 1985 was the final verdict. And it was a 2-1 ruling, with the judge writing the majority opinion named Judge Anthony Kennedy, who later was appointed to the Supreme Court, who was the final judge that ordered Tony deported. And so in 1985, they had to leave the country. And so they had no place to go because at that time, Australia did not have rights for same-sex couples to move there as well. Plus, they had an anti-Filipino. It was sort of like a white-only immigration policy for Australia. And so they couldn't get in and stay there together. So they decided that their home and everybody else was back in the United States. And so they came back to the United States and they sort of have lived underground.
What about the surviving partner, Tony Sullivan, now? Can you tell us about his legal status, whether or not he can stay here in the U.S.?
It's going to sort of depend on what happens with the Supreme Court in June when they both rule on the legality of gay marriage in California and or marriage around the United States and on the marriage rights of legally married gay couples for the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act. And the ironic thing about that whole thing is that Judge Anthony Kennedy, the same judge that deported Tony in 1985, is a swing vote for this issue, these two issues, again in June.
Thank you, Tom Miller. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you very much.